With less than 2 months to go now before the New Hampshire presidential primary, members of WBUR's panel of New Hampshire Democratic voters are still mulling over the candidates. We spoke with State Senator Melanie Levesque, a telecom consultant who lives in Brookline, New Hampshire, Al Cantor of Concord, a self-employed consultant to nonprofits, and Josh Denton, Iraq War veteran and outgoing Portsmouth City Councilor. Cantor says he admires Elizabeth Warren, but doesn't think she has what it takes to beat President Trump.
The vision Elizabeth Warren paints for America is a picture of the America I would like. I don't think right now she's my top candidate, because I am very worried about winning the election, and people might think I'm gaming electability. If I were voting today, I would actually vote for Amy Klobuchar. She's a pragmatic progressive who does not scare people off, and I think she would probably win the election, especially if, say, Cory Booker were her VP.
Melanie here. What's most important to me is bringing all of our country together. So without endorsing anyone, at this point, I see Joe Biden as a strong possibility of accomplishing that.
Do you think that there's no one else out there in the Democratic field who can unify the country like you think Joe Biden might be able to?
I do think that there are others. Cory Booker is a great unifier, even John Delaney. But he's not there. He's not even in the middle tier.
And Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders?
I feel that they have a lot of good qualities. I don't necessarily feel that they're going to have a unifying effect. I think it could be very much them against us.
This is Josh. Elizabeth Warren is my top choice, then Bernie. And although Michael Bloomberg is not really a factor here in New Hampshire, I'm very intrigued to see what he does given his background on climate change.
Be more specific about Bloomberg. What is it that intrigues you?
He spent vast amount of money over the past several years pushing for action on climate change. In the 2018 election cycle, he helped support candidates throughout the country. And although he said that things like the Green New Deal are more pie in the sky, I'm really interested in seeing where he goes with his message.
You said he was a non-factor in New Hampshire. Do you see possibly voting for him or?
Not really. Again, Warren and Sanders are my top choices.
Elizabeth Warren, why do you think she slid in popularity in recent weeks? Is it, as many pundits say, that her uncompromising support of Medicare for All and how she plans to make it happen have hurt her with voters?
I think she's awesome. Even I am asking the question, how do we get there? And how do you bring along the rest of the country that says, I want to keep my health care? And that's what I kept hearing from a lot of other people. And the wealth tax was also another concern that I heard. Do you have millionaires or billionaires who are on board with this?
As a millennial, I love that she's starting big. The problem with Obamacare was out of the gates, it was moderate. The House Democrats took out the public option. So I think taking the opposite approach that President Obama used, which is start with what you want, and then negotiate somewhere in the middle.
But they did do that with the ACA. They started with what they wanted. And then because we're in a divided government and we have to work with others, they took out the public option. So there's always that negotiation that has to go on.
Sometimes I think what makes for good policies does not make for good politics. And I think she has gotten a little out there, or at least she's perceived as being out there. I think people are anxious, and I think that has fed it. American history has always had this very strong anti-intellectual strain in our politics, going back to another Massachusetts politician, John Quincy Adams, who was maybe the smartest person ever to be president. And he just had his head handed to him by Andrew Jackson, who was a sloganeer. And I think it hurts Elizabeth that she is so obviously a smart woman that puts people off a little bit.
A WBUR poll out last week showed four candidates bunched at the top in the New Hampshire primary, all very close. Pete Buttigieg topped the field, followed by Joe Biden, followed by Bernie Sanders, followed by Elizabeth Warren. Anyone here thinking that Buttigieg might be the candidate they support?
No. Mayor Pete's a fellow veteran and a fellow millennial, but he's not the change that I'm looking for.
As far as a primary voter, I feel as a mayor, I'd like to see more experience than that.
I have two concerns with Pete Buttigieg. One is he really does not have experience. He came in as an entry-level guy at McKinsey and then was the mayor of a city smaller than Manchester, New Hampshire. It's a lot of pretension to think that you're ready to lead the nation. But the other thing is Pete seems to have a deep background in big multinational capitalism, gets a lot of money out of Wall Street and Silicon Valley. And I just don't really know where his heart is and where he would take the country. He's not the candidate for me.
If you were to pick one issue that these candidates really pick apart in the debate this week, what issue would that be? What issue needs more attention and why?
The biggest issue when addressing climate change, a lot of candidates haven't said, is whether they'd support getting rid of the filibuster. And that's a simple question because there's no way the majority of these big proposals will go anywhere without eliminating the filibuster.
You think they're afraid to talk about the filibuster, that most of the public won't get it and therefore doesn't care about it?
It's such a simple question to ask, a yes-no question. It could just be asked and move on.
I'm kind of struck that very few candidates have been talking about what everybody is talking about, which is the impeachment of Donald Trump.
Let's talk a little bit more about impeachment. Have Democrats handled the impeachment proceedings properly?
Yeah, I've actually been very impressed by the way the House has handled it. The obstruction of justice by the White House and not allowing people to speak is to answer subpoenas is frankly frightening.
The impeachment, I think, is taking away from the Democratic primary.
Have you seen that play out?
At work or just in conversations in the public, more people are focused on what just happened in the impeachment hearings. Normally, at this point in the game, the focus of attention be who's up, who's down in the primary.
And here in New Hampshire, talking about which candidate you're backing right now because of that candidate's position on the issues, that's not part of the water cooler discussion right now?
Correct. We might banter about it, but the biggest topic of conversation is generally impeachment when we talk about national politics or politics in general.
If after the Senate trial, the Senate, controlled by Republicans, sides with President Trump, as is expected at this moment, will the entire impeachment exercise in the House on Capitol Hill have been a waste of time and money?
It's brought to light a number of issues that people just had an idea that were going on, but now you just have laymen on the street being able to talk about issues in Ukraine and their prosecutors. It brought it all to light. And I think those will still be campaign issues. Whether or not it's turned some voters off, I think it educated a lot of the public.
Well, let me thank all three of you. Josh, good to see you. Thanks for coming in.
My pleasure.
Melanie, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
And Al, thank you.
Thank you, Bob.
That was New Hampshire State Senator Melanie Levesque, Al Cantor, and Josh Denton, our panel of Democrats in New Hampshire.